The envelope caught his eye, despite the coffee grounds scattered over the top. His name was on it. His full name typed on the front. That wasn't as damning as the return address label in the corner, with the words "Discreet Private Investigations" glaring back at him in red ink. "Hey, you need to pick up the pace on that toast," Kate teased from her post at the stove. He barely heard her. He reached for the envelope, wiping off the debris as he pulled it from the trash. "Give her the benefit of the doubt," he told himself. But when he turned with it in his hand to ask her what it was, her expression was all the answer he needed. Panicky guilt, which she underscored with the words, "I can explain." He didn't wait for her to try. He opened it and shook out the contents on the countertop. The police report, accident photos reproduced in grainy black and white press clippings that failed to do the horror justice, snapshots of his happy family before it had been destroyed. All of it there and more that he couldn't catalog in his current state. His dread grew into rage. "You knew all along," he accused. Kate stood next to him now, her brows pulled together as she stared at the papers. He would give her this. She looked baffled. "Knew what? Stop pretending!" His voice echoed in the kitchen, startling the cat from its perch on top of the refrigerator. It hopped down and raced out. Kate, meanwhile, stared at him blankly. "What's gotten into you? What are you talking about?" She reached for him, but he shook off her hand. "You knew my reasons for targeting Douglas all along." He picked up the accident report, shook it in her face. "You knew about my parents."